A civil society organization, Citizens Movement Against Corruption, has expressed disgust at the financial malfeasance of the National Service Secretariat and reminded government of its role in dealing with the purported culprits. The movement demands that government, as well as designated state institutions responsible to fight corruption, act expeditiously to bring the perpetrators to face the full rigors of the law. Speaking at a media soiree in Accra, co-chair of the movement, Adam Sinanu, said the level of corruption in the country is reprehensible.
The level and the depth of corruption across the country is frightening. It's very, very frightening. And a lot of Ghanaians we speak to are getting frustrated and despondent. They think that nobody's doing anything. We have seen how such circumstances can lead to chaos, where citizens think that government and those who are in positions of responsibility are not doing enough to ensure that the little that they are taxed of is being used properly.
That was the co-chair of civil society group Citizens Movement Against Corruption. The executive director of Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim, urged Ghanaians to come out boldly to condemn the corrupt practices making waves in the country.
First, as citizens, we must resist corruption. We must condemn corruption, no matter who is involved. Secondly, we must put pressure on government that we've entrusted resources and power to ensure that they act on credible allegations of corruption. And when I say act on, they should investigate, and if the people are found to have fallen foul with the law, the necessary action should be taken. In other words, the main aim is to make corruption very, very unattractive. And there are three ways of making corruption very unattractive, as prescribed by the National Anti-Corruption Action Plan. First, prevention. Put in place measures that will prevent corruption. Don't provide opportunity for people to engage in corruption. So, for example, if in your organization you don't have an internal audit, you need an internal auditor. That is one of the things to avoid corruption, prevention. The second thing is education. Educate the public about the negative effects of corruption.
That was the executive director of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim.